All right. What is going on, buddy? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, April 22nd of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a seven-game MLB main slate today. We have a seven-game MLB main slate, three-game NBA main slate, and four-game NHL main slate. So plenty of DFS action coming at you today. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But with that said, looks like we have plenty of questions rolling in here. I'm going to get the SaberSim app pulled up. We're going to start with questions that came in the Discord as always, and then we will jump over to the YouTube chat. So first question came in earlier. I had to think about this one, so I answered it in the Discord, but did want to cover it for everybody tuning in here. So Slippin' Jimmy asked, I want a rule that would make my non-stacked players have a high probability of stealing bases. I've been trying to set up a rule for that, but can't get it to work. Thanks for your help. So I had to think about this one a little bit. This is kind of similar to like the home run rule that we talk about, where it's like, hey, you know, I want to make a rule where like my one-offs have a good higher are more likely to hit a home run, right? So you would write this kind of in a similar way. So what I would do is I would go to my lineup rules. I would do a group automatic rule. And what I would do is you're going to have to come in here and sort by stolen bases. To see the detailed stats, you got to be on the pro or ultimate plan. And so when you see the stolen bases, you got to basically pick a number here. So I just scrolled down a little bit and I settled on like 0.1 stolen bases. So what you're going to do is you're going to change use to if, and then you're going to say if at least one player grouped by team. You're going to add a requirement where stolen bases is less than 0.1, then use at least one player on the same team. So what I'm saying is like, hey, if a guy has a low stolen base probability, I don't want to play that player by themselves. I always want to make sure that player is part of a stack. So what happens is that only players that are above that threshold can now be played in lineups by themselves. So you are writing it a little bit backwards, but that is how you're able to basically curate your one-offs to say, hey, my one-offs have to be higher chance of stealing a base. So a rule like this will work for that. All right. Good question there. Next question here from DW5, looks like a feature request. Says, is there any way you guys could add batter handedness for baseball? So I could definitely mention to the team that people are asking about this. So I'll make a note here and I will take it back to the team after the show for sure. All right. Jumping over to the YouTube chat, question from Mark. Really quickly, one thing I didn't mention is that, normally on Mondays here, we announce the winners for any contest over the weekend, like the PGA Mini Challenge, like the Birdie Battle now. DraftKings still hasn't paid out for the golf tournament just because it was suspended and they finished earlier this morning. So we put a halt on announcing the winners for the Birdie Battle. Just in case there are any stat corrections, anything like that, we want to make sure that we get the winners right and we don't run into any problems. So I'm going to be announcing the winners for the Birdie Battle tomorrow, and we will make sure that we get those free tickets over to the winner tomorrow quickly so they can get entered into the contest. So I just wanted to keep everyone in the loop about that. All right, jumping to this question from Mark. I built around 120 lineups for the MLB slate last Saturday night. My pool of 5,000 contained 40% Mariner stacks. However, the actual lineups only contained about 1% Mariner stacks. My question is, what would the reason be for such a large discrepancy, and what would you do if you encountered this? Good question. So the biggest reason this is going to happen is going to depend on the sorting metric that you're using. And the reason for that is because different sorting metrics are going to surface different types of lineups to the top of your pool. So if you are sorting by projected score, you might get different lineups than if you sort by Saber score. If you're sorting by Saber score, you might get different lineups than if you sort by ROI. If you're sorting by ROI, you might get different lineups than if you sort by cash rate, et cetera, right? So I think this is a good thing to catch with your eye. So I'm glad that you're seeing it. And just like an example here, right? I come in and I look at like my top exposures, Dylan Cease and a couple of Cardinals batters are like the most common in my top 20 with Saber score. Well, let's see what happens. Like if I go over to just regular projection. So when I go to projection, Cease stays, but those Cardinals batters go away and we get a bunch of San Diego batters, right? Playing in Coors makes a lot of sense, but Saber score doesn't like this, right? So depending on your sorting metric, you can see how those exposures will adjust. So that's the biggest reason it's happening. Now, I think it's good that you're paying attention to this. And I think that, you know, you could probably make some adjustments to your exposures based on this information, right? So say I came in here, you know, let's just try and find something, right? This is like a bigger slate. I'm trying to see if there's anything that like really gets away from San Diego here. So I'm just messing with a couple of the sorting metrics. Nothing like, okay. So this is probably a good example here. So I just switched to this large slate Saber score. And right off the bat, you know, if I come into my team stacks and I sort by pool exposure, San Diego is like far and away the highest pool exposure team. But in my top 20 lineups sorted by Saber score here, I'm not getting any of them. I am like full fading San Diego, right? This is like before mini uniques, this is before any adjustments. Like if I were to come in here and like basically max out mini uniques, let's see how far down we are. Lineup 63, lineup 375. So when I max it out and I get to 8 mini uniques, which is like probably the most I'm going to get to, then my exposures start to get flatter and then I start to get more San Diego exposure, right? It looks like the biggest stack is like 25% and San Diego's coming in at 20%. So a lot flatter across the board here. But when I leave SaberSim to do what it wants, it's going to take this super apparently like contrarian approach here and just full fade San Diego. So, you know, this really comes down to like the risk management part of the process. And this is where we think users can add a lot of value is by taking some time, you know, letting the builder build the lineups that are coming out in the sim, but then spending some time after the fact, figuring out, hey, which lineups from this pool do I actually want to take with me into the contest? So if I were seeing this, I would probably do something to try and not be so leveraged against San Diego. And for me, I would probably go the mini unique route of like letting mini uniques get me most of the way there. I think it's okay if you want to come in here and set like a minimum exposure, like, hey, you know, I want to get to, I don't know, 10%, 20% San Diego here. And that would make me feel a lot more comfortable. So I think you could do it either way here. But, you know, those are the type of things that I think are important to catch when you run your lineups and make a conscious decision about which way you want to take it. Like, am I okay full fading? Am I not okay full fading? Do I need to make an adjustment? Do I want to match the field? Do I want to be over? Maybe I should use a different sorting metric if I feel differently. All of those things are okay, right? Like we have, you know, plenty of sorting metrics here. And like, maybe you're like, you know what? No, I am on San Diego tonight. I like them. And then maybe you come and mess around with some other sorting metrics, right? Like when I come in here and change from Saber score to 99th percentile, all of a sudden the builder loves San Diego and it is just, you know, playing a ton of them in my lineups here, right? So like that's a way to be like, hey, you know what? I'm good with the chalk tonight. You know, let me have them. I'm going to ride with them and then go with it from there, right? So there's definitely times where changing your sorting metric can help you to get to more lineups that match your approach to the slate. All right, Jay said, should we cap hitters in MLB instead of having the max at 100%? Honestly, if you're asking yourself this question, then the answer is probably yes, right? It kind of goes back to the risk management thing. Like, hey, you know, am I okay having 100% exposure to, you know, Fernando Tatis or Xander Bogaerts? Or, you know, is that just like something I would never want to do? One thing I always say is like, you know, if at the end of the day, when you go to submit your lineups, if something about your set is making you uneasy, you probably need to go back and adjust something. Like if you're just like, oh, like you're gut wrenching, you don't know what to do, it feels bad, it probably is bad for you, right? Like, hey, you got to submit lineups that you're comfortable with. You got to submit lineups that you want to root for. You don't want to be kicking yourself at the end of the night saying like, I knew I should have done this. Why didn't I listen to myself? So I'm really big on like, you know, trusting yourself. If it doesn't work out, you know, there's no one else you can blame other than yourself, because you listen to yourself and then you make adjustments and you move on to the next one. But I think it's okay. Like if you're like, hey, you know, 100% batter exposure is just not for me, then, you know, hey, there's your answer right there. All right. Fausto said, best metric to sort by for medium stakes single entry. So two answers here. If you have access to contest sims, I would sort by that specific contest sims risk adjusted ROI, right? So if you're coming in here setting up your contest for a medium stake single entry, if it's like, you know, the $44 on DraftKings or something like that, you know, you could always do it from the contest screen, right? If I go into like all contests and then there's this $44 a wood bat leaderboard special, medium stake single entry field lineups, great. You know, when you come into your build, you run it. And then, you know, once lineups are built, you run your contest sim. Like, hey, use that specific contest sim, and then go and switch to that contest risk-adjusted ROI. Now, if you don't have contest sims, use SaberScore. SaberScore is going to be great, right? The percentiles are really good as well, right? So SaberScore is taking into account projected score, lineup upside, and ownership. And then the percentiles are like only taking into account upside, right? So it depends what you're looking for. But if you have contest sims, I would use that specific contest and then use the risk-adjusted ROI for the contest in question here. So that would be my suggestion. All right. Joshua said, when building out several lineups, how do you save one lineup to favorites without saving all the lineups for that set? So what you would do is like, say, you know, I'm scrolling through here and, you know, I really like this like fifth lineup. So what I would do is I would lock the lineup and then I would make sure I have any filters turned off. So if I was filtering to like find a specific combination, I would turn the filters off. So like if I'm filtered for Dylan Cease, he'll show green, but then you could also click this filter icon and it'll show you all the active filters you have. So turn off the filters. You have your locked lineup. What I would do is change my lineups to one. It's going to prioritize the locked lineup, favorite the lineup, and then unlock the lineup now and then go back to however many lineups you were looking at before. But that is how to get. And then if I go over here and I see that now I only have one lineup in my favorites. So that is how I would do that. All right. Bubba Gump said, what I am asking is asking SaberSim, when I sort by win rate after a contest sim, how does SaberSim sort my lineups when I pick sort by win rate after a contest sim? So what happens here, right, is based on the contest sim information that we get. So what we are doing, you can come in here to your contest sim settings and see this, is that we are taking this contest size, we are taking the payout structure from the contest that we have the data for, and then we are playing out this contest 100,000 times. So what happens is that the lineups get like a payout distribution, like, okay, in contest sim one, the lineup didn't cash. In contest sim two, the lineup cashed. In contest sim three, the lineup came in seventh, and et cetera, right? So we get all of this information about how a specific lineup did in the contest sim over a 100,000 sample size. And then we return that information to you in the form of a percentage. So if I scroll down here and we see that this top lineup had a win rate of 0.24%, well, that means that, hey, this lineup in 0.25% of the 100,000 contest sims, it actually won the contest this many times. So 1% is of 100,000 is 1,000. So basically this lineup won about 240 times out of the 100,000 times that we ran the contest. And then now that this percentage is here for every single lineup that we have, when I go and I sort by win rate, it's going to show you the lineup that won the contest the most times, and then the second most, third most, et cetera here, right? So it is specifically looking at that one metric and then providing you the highest to lowest in descending order. So that's what's happening there. And then that goes for basically all the metrics here, right? All of these are highest to lowest as long as this arrow is pointing down. And then if the arrow is pointing up, it would be lowest to highest. So this arrow points down by default because most of these are all bigger number is better. All right. Looks like that was the last question here in the YouTube chat. Looks like we're also caught up here in the Discord. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be right back here tomorrow, Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.